Have you ever felt like life is trying to break you? Like the universe itself is looking at you, smirking, saying, "Let's see what you're really made of." That's been my reality these past few months. I lost my job. I lost my relationship. I lost the safety net I thought I had. And at first, I felt shattered. Like the world was yelling at me, "You're not enough." But let me tell you something. That voice is lying to you because I've learned that life doesn't break you, it forges you. If you're listening to this right now and you're in that place where it feels like the world is falling apart, I want you to know you're not alone. Stick with me because I'm about to show you how the moments that should have destroyed me became the very fuel I needed to rise. This isn't just my story, it's ours. And by the time we're done, you're going to understand why every tear, every heartbreak, and every no is just sharpening you for your next chapter. Let's grow unscripted. All right, so I didn't grow up in a happy family. You know, the kind where parents cheer you on every game, where they tuck you in at night, tell you how much they're proud of you. That wasn't my reality. My parents, when they were in the same house, it was nothing but yelling, arguing, slamming doors, and worse. And there was this one night, I'll never forget it. I was maybe 6 or 7, sitting under the dining table, trying to make myself invisible while they fought. My dad threw something, probably a plate, and it shattered against the wall. I remember my mom crying, my sister pulling me into another room, and me just wishing, praying that it would all stop. As a kid, you don't understand what's happening. You just know it hurts. And when they finally split, it didn't feel like freedom. It felt like I lost both of them in different ways. My dad tried for a while. He played with me and my sister, made us laugh, but after he lost his job at Walmart, something in him just disappeared. It was like the light in his eyes just went out. And eventually, we moved in with my grandma. My mom wasn't much better. She'd come visit, make promises, "I'll stay this time," but every damn time I believed her. But I wake up in the morning and she'd be gone like a ghost. And it was like I didn't matter enough for her to stay. And that really struck a nerve in me and caused me to like just start feeling like I wasn't wanted or that I wasn't worth anything, honestly. And to fast forward to middle school, I got into football. I thought maybe this was my chance to prove something, you know, to be something worth showing up for, right? And my dad, he lived 5 minutes down the road from my high school. 5 minutes. I told myself he'll come to my games. He has to, right? Like, all he has to do is walk, and he'll literally be there in 5 minutes. And every time I ran out onto that field, I scanned the crowd, looking for him. My heart would jump every time I saw a tall figure thinking that's him, but it never was. Not once. And let me tell you, pretending it didn't matter, that shit was a lie. It mattered. It mattered every single time. Because when you're going through things as a kid, you don't tend to really think about it as much, but you know you react off emotion. And so when you over here, you know, you're doing things, doing sports, whether you're doing soccer, doing a play, like you over here expecting your parent that you love and adore to actually come up and support you and see you, but they never do. And then that shit starts to get to you. It starts to cause you to feel more like you're not worth it or like you're just trash, honestly. You feel like you're not loved and you don't get that. And then that causes other issues to happen to you down the road, in which I'll get into that in a little later. But for those out there who's been going through things like I'm going through, just want you to know that you're not alone in this. And that if you ever feel like you can't talk to somebody about issues or about anything, just know that I'm here for you. So, to kind of resume on, every time I ran out onto that field, I scanned the crowd looking for him. But, here's the thing. The pain didn't stop there. It followed me. It bled into every relationship, every decision I made. Every time I try to chase something bigger, trauma doesn't just disappear. It grows roots. And if you're not careful, it'll choke you before you even realize what's happening. And you see, in high school, I found my escape. It was entrepreneurship. It was around my junior year when how everybody was always, selling candy and stuff. Like, I've seen it, but I never really thought about it, right? Until I had the opportunity to. There was actually a dude who that me and my friend knew mutually. He actually would go into going to the roses store and like steal packs of candy and then give us them. But he all we do is pay him like $5. But we get like, 30 pack, 40 pack of Snickers bars, M&M, stuff like that. Saying, we go back and resell that shit in school. And next thing you know, I'm over here making profit and more. I'm like, damn, this shit is fun. And when I think about it, it's like, why is it that teachers and stuff forbid us to like sell candy in school? And then I'm thinking about it, it's like, they're limiting our creativity and our chances to make money outside of the norm. It's just like work, right? You're not allowed to sell stuff at work because you're working, you're for that company. But if you out and about doing your own thing, then you don't get judged. So, that is something to think about. So, my first week selling candy, I made like $280. And let me tell you that the moment that lit a fire inside me. For the first time in my life, I felt like I had control over something. And I wasn't just surviving, I was building. But here's where it gets tricky. When I told my family about my ambitions, and I thought they'd be more proud of me, like I used to get in, like I used to join network marketing companies, right? I can't remember all of them by name, but I know there was a few companies that I got into and that, they had events, they had big giant events you can go to, you get around a lot of people, other like-minded individuals. Like, it was an amazing experience because I was able to make friends along the way around that, right? And so when I thought my parents and my friends and stuff that I knew would cheer me on the way I always dreamed they would, instead they smiled to my face, turned their backs behind mine, and my mom said, "That's nice, but when are you going to get a real job?" And my dad, he just barely acknowledged it. He just said, "Okay, like, so what?" Right? And I'm over here thinking like, that is, I'm actually gonna get some excitement. You feel me? Like, I thought I'm gonna get I'm happy for you. I would love to support you. Those type of things. But see, my parents wasn't really the type to really support on that type of level whatsoever. And when you're thinking back at it, so what was the song? Remember that song Fabulous, right? I ain't gonna say try to sing the song. But it was a song called Fabulous. It had the kids, playing in the beginning, stuff like that. And when they were playing, it started going, it's like, "Hi, mommy. Hi, daddy." Like, it started playing that, right? For some reason, that song always got to me when I was a kid every time. And I realized is that one day my grandma was playing that song in the car when it was on her way to school, dropping us off, right? At elementary school. And I see all the moms and dads hugging their kids and telling them have a great day. They love them and all that stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, like, damn, like, when am I gonna get that love from my own parents, right? And thinking back on it, they said some people, excuse me, some people, they will think that, that parents act the way they do because of how they were raised, right? But I think there's a certain level of accountability that gotta be taken, because I have a daughter and I knew how I was raised, but that doesn't mean I'm gonna treat her the same way. And you know, this is my thinking process. So I'm like, if I'm thinking like this, why is it that my mom or my dad could think like this, right? And you know, for some things for us, right? Some of us may think that certain things may appear simple, but to others it may appear complicated. And that was something I had to grasp and understand, is that my mom and dad, they both never really been very supportive, like I said. And I'm not sure if anybody else have had that same similar situation, but for those who do, I'm sorry, 'cause honestly, they gotta be some level of accountability when it comes to that. So pretty much both my parents acted like I wasted my time. And you know how that feels, to have like a glimpse of hope, feel like you're finally onto something, and the people you care about the most just crush it right under their fucking heels. And I'm like, God damn. So here's what I learned. Your dreams aren't for them. They don't need to see it. They don't need to believe in it. You do. And once I realized that, I stopped asking for permission. I stopped waiting for someone to tell me I was good enough. I decided I shown them instead. So, to fast forward to now, I was working this IT job, right? Driving hours up and down the East Coast, barely seeing my daughter. Just trying to keep it all together. And this is where me and my girlfriend, we were pretty much living with her parents and stuff and everything. And actually, by the time you actually hear this recording, this is shit that actually has happened literally like within the last week, to be honest with you. So when I would so pretty much I fucked up on losing my job, to be real with y'all. Yeah, so I fucked up, right? I didn't. What happened was, when I lost my job, is I would go to the job, right? And I would go there, stay on the job, but then I would leave early, but I would check in and check out as if like I'm leaving a lot later. And so over time, that caught up to me. And I'll be honest, over the months and stuff beforehand, I always used to complain about me not being able to see my daughter or spend much time with her as I wanted to, because by the time I get up and then come back home, it's already past her bedtime and she's already asleep. And so when that happened, that, like, you gotta understand, like, when you driving like 13, 14 hours every in a day, especially throughout the week, every single day, Monday through Friday, that tends to take a toll on you over time. And don't get me wrong, it definitely taught me to now be more resilient when it comes to longer driving, but at the same time, that still doesn't mean it doesn't take it out of you. And so I was burned out, but I didn't have the courage to admit it. I just kept going with it. So then, most recently, this past Saturday, I got a call and my boss fired me. And pretty much he was asking me why I did it. I explained to him the reason why and all that jazz. And then he told me that me pursuing podcasting, going to Florida, me doing pretty much the stuff with Airbnb that I'm working on, anything business related I was doing, he pretty much considered it was a fucking pipe dream. And that was a joke. And I gotta be real with you, that shit pissed me the fuck off. Honestly, it pissed me off. 'Cause I'd be damned if I let somebody, especially some fat bastard who literally just thinks inside the box and doesn't give two shits, really wants to fucking tell me that my dreams and my passions doesn't fucking matter. If somebody out there told you that whatever you're doing doesn't matter, fuck them. Because at the end of the day, you know what you need. You know, you see your vision. You understand in your heart, deep down, of what matters to you. And that's all what fucking matters. Because what else somebody else says, it don't fucking matter. 'Cause their opinions don't pay your fucking bills at the end of the fucking day, does it? Exactly. So why the fuck are we over here? Why the fuck are we over here being sad about it? Because when he said that shit to me, I hanged up the phone on him and I immediately deleted him out of my life. I blocked him on every single thing known to man. And I'm just going to use that as fuel to push me forward and catapult me to the right direction where I need to be going. And here's the thing, right? I been told, like I said, told you before, like I've been told my life that certain shit doesn't work and that I'm being irresponsible. And then the stuff with my daughter too. So let me tell y'all this. So pretty much when I lost my job, right? This is how it happened. Me and my girlfriend broke up like the day before that. And then the next day, that's when I lost my job, when I got the call. And then the next day after that, me and my now ex now, we decided to break the news to our parents. So broke news to our parents. I lie to you, my anxiety was going through the roof. I never felt really anxiety before, and that was the first time I felt anxiety for sure. I felt like I had an anxiety attack. And so I ended up telling them everything. And then I also told them I was going to Florida, plan on going to Florida, and I was at and stuff. And so when I said that, my ex's mom told me that I was being irresponsible and that I'm abandoning my child once again and that I am being very selfish. Well, here's the thing. First and foremost, before I explain that part, I broke down crying at that point. And it wasn't just exactly because of what she said, but it was more so just because of just the weight of everything that's happened to me all over the months and the years, right? Between being told not, between you're not being good enough to me also being appearing as if like I'm being selfish to me also being told that I'm abandoning my daughter. Like, people don't get that. There's something people don't understand is this. What I'm doing, I'm not abandoning my daughter, 'cause here's the thing, there's foundations in life. When you walk into a house, right, you expect your foundation, your house to be settled, right? Because when it's settled, guess what happens? You can support the rest of your family, right? The rest of the family can live in there with ease. You don't have to worry about nothing falling from under your feet, right? Where that's the same thing when it comes to you when you got to achieve your goals in life. Because you are your foundation. You are the foundation for your child. You are the foundation for yourself. Like, nobody's going to stop you but you at the end of the day. You have the power. You have the drive to do it. You just got to put yourself in the right position to fucking do it. Like, the thing is, nobody's going to understand you but you and the reasons why you do the things that you do. For me, when I'm being told that I was being selfish, well, I got to be selfish because here's the thing. It doesn't mean I doesn't love my daughter less. I love her more than anything. I don't even want to be away from her, but I'm going to have to do it. And the reason being is because I got to pursue and fight for what I know is right in my heart. I got to get myself right to put myself in a better position financially so I can support her. Because right now, I live in Virginia. And Virginia is not really nowhere to really brag about, honestly. It's really not for me. Yeah, it might be great for people who want a slow life and everything. And that's also, too, part of the reason why me and my girlfriend broke up. Because she want a slow life. She want to be the type of person who lives off in the country and everything, and I'm not disregarding her about that, 'cause I want her to be happy in that regard. And she understands too that I'm the opposite. I want to socialize. I want to be around people. Not saying I want to go out clubbing or anything, but you know, I just want to be around socializing people. And since in my line of work, since I'm a podcaster, entrepreneur, content creator, like I gotta be around lively people and stuff, you know. And I'm not, and that the thing is that when I was told all that stuff about me being selfish and stuff, like it, I have to get myself right. I have to. And me going to Florida in like a month from now, and it's already December, and it's gonna be, and me going to Florida in like a month from now, I'm not even sure I'm gonna have a house. I mean, have a house or apartment by then. But I know one thing, I'm not going back to my mom's house. And the thing is, it's just the environment. Because I have to, the thing is that I always kept running back to my mom's house every time when either things got hard or that me and my girlfriend broke up. I go right back there because it's comfortable for me. I know I could be there comfortably. And I know if I'm be comfortable, I'm not gonna achieve nothing. I'm gonna go right back to doing the same old shit over time, get very lazy, and I'm not gonna really wanna do shit. Or I'm gonna move slower. I put that one, we have a slower snail's pace than what I am. And so I cannot afford to do that. Not for myself, not for my spirit, Because in my spirit, God has a vision in place for all of us. But we got to recognize what our passions is and what we thrive to be. Because who else is going to fucking do it but you at the end of the day? He'll meet you halfway. And I ain't going to sit here and say I'm a very godly man, because me and my relationship with God, I'm working on getting that back together. Because for a while, I honestly haven't really been talking to God. I'll be real with you. I haven't. But I know that in a point in my life right now, so with me and God, like, I'm working on that relationship and building it back up so it can be in a better place for sure. And that there's visions, there's a vision that you have within your heart and your spirit that your ancestors and God is leading you to. And you got to push forward no matter what. And the thing is, too, is about this. The whole reason why I even made Growth Unscripted is not in just the whole point of, because it's motivational and it talks about relationships and being raw and true. But at the same time, too, it's literally showing people that growth is really unscripted. There's no script leading you down the right path, whether it is right or wrong. There's no script to it. It's the whole point that life choice is going to come by and it's going to come and stop you in any type of form whenever you're on the road to good. And that's what's really real. That's the whole realness behind that. And so here's the thing, too. I made a decision that I wasn't going to let that pain define me, and that I was going to use it. And that's why I'm here talking to y'all now. And also, as well, just so y'all know, I'm going to be streaming my life on Twitch, vlogging every step of the way, showing you the grind in real time, and showing, and I'm gonna keep on doing this until I become a multimillionaire. Okay, I want to show y'all the path to show y'all that you can make it in life and have a path to success, and that you can do whatever you set your mind to. But you gotta believe in yourself. And so, this is where I'm gonna channel my inner anime protagonist. So when they stand there, fists clenched, looking back on everything and they've been through, they say, "I'm not giving up, not now, not ever." That's me right now. I faced the heartbreak. I've heard the doubters. I felt the pain. And instead of me running from it, I'm standing in it. And I'm saying, bring it the fuck on. Because I would take that shit head on and I would show you, and I would knock that shit down. Because here's the truth. Life isn't going to hand you your dreams. It's going to test you, push you to your limits, and make you question if you got what it takes. And then when that moment comes, you got two choices. Either you're going to let it break you or you're going to let it make you. I made my choice. I'm going to fight for my daughter. And for my dreams, and for the people who believe in me, and for myself, and you. You got the same fire inside you, but don't let anyone tell you that otherwise. And here's the thing. Energy and results doesn't lie. And what I mean by that is, people can fake a lot of things, but one thing you can't fake is energy and results. The energy they put in and the results they get right after that. You can make shit work for you. And here's the thing, too. If you're looking for somebody to talk to, if you just want to even confide, right? If you just want to just, like, you know, pour your heart out and stuff like that, or have a community to where you can just be yourself and don't feel judged. Well, I got a community. It's called the Growth Unscripted Community. That community right now, when you listen at this point in time, is going to be currently going for $45 a month for the next 2 months. I'm going to make it $45 a month. And within that community, you're going to be able to join other like-minded individuals. And then on top of that as well, you better get access to one-on-one coaching. You on anything you got going on, and we'll work on trying to create a plan for you. And also, as well, for those who join my community, they get access to my Growth Unscripted ebook as well. You get that for free. And that's actually going to be for the first five people. The first five people who join my community today, they'll get access to my ebook for free. And you get access to the community for the first 2 months for $45 a month. and then it goes up to goes back to being $99 a month. So that's a nice special Christmas present I'm doing for everybody. But here's the thing. The community, but Growth Unscripted community isn't just a whole just about just getting with people and y'all just talking about y'all problems, but it's about devising solutions, creating solutions to those problems. So it's not just a simple you just vent and that's it. I don't want that for you. I want you to vent, pour out what you gotta pour out, and then we devise a game plan on how to execute. And that's something I want to help you with every single step of the way. Whether you want to get into business, whether you want to figure out how to do content creation, I'm gonna help you out with that. If you want to learn about AI, I will help you out with that. And the thing is, I got other people that's in my corner that's willing to help you out too. If you want to learn about credit, if you want to learn about taxes, I got you. I want you all to succeed, man. You deserve it. Y'all are young, y'all are kings, y'all are queens out there. Y'all deserve better than what y'all going through right now. You know you do deep down, but you gotta not be scared. You can't have fear withhold you. You can't let fear stop you. And the thing is, you gotta look at it like this way too. Sometimes what you may perceive as fear is actually nothing more than you needing a you're actually just needing being tested. You're just being tested. That's what it is. Certain fears that you think is fearful or you being feared of is actually nothing more than something testing you or testing your resolve and what you truly believe in. So, listen, if you can't get into the community or don't want to do the community, but you definitely want to get into the get my book, and this everything I said to you up to this point resonated with you, make sure to grab my Growth Unscripted ebook, okay? Because it's not just a book, it's a guide to help you turn your pain into power, okay? I want us all to grow together. Because growth isn't scripted, it's messy, it's raw, and it's yours for the taking if you let it. So, I appreciate y'all. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. And thank you for believing in the power of your own story. Until next time, stay strong, stay real, and keep growing unscripted. Oh, by the way, I forgot to say this too. So if you love this podcast today, this is like a solo podcast I type of did. Definitely let me know how you feel in the review section. Definitely leave a like, leave a review. Tell me how you feel about it. Tell me if this resonated with you. It'll mean a lot to me. I appreciate any support that y'all give me because I believe everybody who does listen to this, y'all are really true winners. And I believe in every single one of y'all. But definitely leave a like, leave a review. Share this too, by the way. Like, share this because I really feel like this is something different, put a lot of power behind, a lot of passion behind. And I really want to make sure everybody gets a chance to hear it, you know? So, without further ado, appreciate y'all. Y'all take care. Peace.